Good morning. This is a morning coffee notes for May 26, 2005. I guess it's time to try to clear the air on the sort of early days of podcasting and what changed in January and then, you know, sort of how I'd like to go on from here. First, I'd like to say that I don't want to, like, I'm not looking for any kind of revenge or retribution. I don't want an apology from anyone. Frankly, I don't know exactly what I want. I do know, though, that there's a lot of confusion, and I'm frankly quite confused, too. And that's because there's two people, two sides to something. There is a dispute, and there are two sides to it, and I only have my side of it, and so I don't know the whole story, and I'll say that right up front. But what do I know? I know that up until the time I went to Miami in the beginning of January, that I had a deal with Adam Curry, and you can, like, hear about that deal. You can listen to a trade secrets podcast that we did. Here, I'm going to look it up right now. Hold on. So it's at secrets.scripting.com, and it's December 9th, 2004, and it's a 47-minute podcast in which we talk about the plans for the business that we want to start, or the sort of ideas that are kicking around for that business. There were basically four areas. One was content tools. Two was readers and aggregators. Things like iPods and iPod-alikes, the iPodders, which, you know, were basically derivatives of the aggregators that people use for RSS. That was number two. Number three was content. Number four was bandwidth. And if you think about it, one, two, and three were basically the three elements in the blogging world, you know, content tools, aggregators, and the content itself. And we added the fourth because in the case of podcasting, bandwidth, where it isn't really an issue in blogging, is a big issue because the things that you're serving are so big. And these were the things that I was thinking about at the time. And that list basically was a list that I generated, and if you listen to the podcast, you'll hear that I'm doing most of the talking. And in fact, if you go back through the podcasts through the fall and the summer of 2004, you'll hear that mostly the vision of podcasting is what's in my podcasts, and what's in Adam's podcasts are, I guess, an implementation. Maybe, to be generous to him, the implementation. It was sort of like two sides of the coin, and both sides were very important. And all the while, though, he was getting the credit. The press was all about what he was doing and not about what I was doing. And I would talk to Adam from time to time about this and say, you know, I really don't think I can continue doing this. This was during the fall. I said, I really don't think I can continue supporting your work and keeping the servers running and writing the software and all the rest of that stuff when, like, if they're, like, all the credit's going to you. And he had said something to me that rang really true, which was, he said, you know, technology is worth $1 million, but a brand is worth $1 billion. And, or let's say, if technology is worth $1 million, then the brand is worth $1 billion. And actually, he was quoting Ron Blum when he said this. And Ron Blum was right, and Adam was right. And it's something that I had come to learn, that that basically, you know, you can gain some satisfaction out of having been right with the technology, but if everybody thinks that somebody else is the brand of that, they're going to make all the money, and you know, you're not going to end up with a whole lot. So that was why we struck the 50-50 deal, and that's why Adam needed my help. And in fact, frankly, I think that if you sort of look to see what he's been doing since, you know, through 2005, I think you can see that he still needs my help. That the vision of where podcasting is going is still something, or what its potential is something that lives inside of me, not inside of him. He's not the visionary. He's not. He's a disc jockey, and to his credit, Ron Bloom is a visionary also. I don't like Ron Bloom's vision. I think Ron's vision is dark. I think it's old. I think it harkens, he's trying to apply the logic that he learned in the 20th century, and trying to apply that to something new, which doesn't follow those rules. And he's making a lot, you know, well, whatever. But so through the fall, I put in all this effort, and then left Seattle, went to Miami, and my plan was to relocate wherever we decided this business that we were going to start was to start. In other words, I was leaving Seattle, and I was going to Miami, packed up everything I had, and we were going to plan out the business, and then from there, I would either hang out in Miami for a while, or go to New York, is where we thought the business would actually be, in all likelihood. And all the details of the different meetings, it was really confusing. And I think Adam's pretty much said that. And it's true. The meetings were confusing. And I have my own theories about how the personalities were, But since there were now three personalities involved, forget it. I mean, it's impossible. I can only give you the point of view of one. I can tell you, though, that at the end of it, Adam told me that he wasn't going to go into business. And I didn't believe him. And I said as much. I said, it really looks to me like you're going into business. And he said, no, I'm not going to business. So there's nothing for us to split 50-50 on, which kind of left me in kind of a lurch. I didn't know. Okay, great. I thought we were going into business, but Adam says he's not going into business. So, and then I went north, and not feeling very good about this, because I really felt like I had been lied to, because everything looked like they were starting a business. And then I posted something on Scripting News, I forget exactly the date, where I said pretty simply that, you know, I'm not going to business with Adam Curry. Because, why did I say that? Well, because I had said that we were going into business. I had said it publicly. I had said it on December 9th in that Trade Secrets. And I kind of, when as soon as I know that I'm not doing it, I feel like I'm obligated to say so. So I did. And then I started hearing from people that they were having meetings with Adam about, and phone conversations and Skype calls, and with Ron Bloom, and about like signing up and becoming part of this company that they were starting. And so I sent Adam a few emails, and I said, geez, Adam, it looks like you're starting a company. And he didn't respond. And I was hosting, at the time was hosting Dawn and Drew's content on one of my servers. And I had to talk with them about something, and Drew, and I talked about the dealings that they were having, and I told Drew that Adam had told me that they weren't going into business, and well, it was really clear that they were going into business. So I sent Adam an email, a copy to Drew, and I said, it looks to me like you're going into business. And Adam wrote back and said, well, I know what our deal is. And I said, great, well, tell me what it is. And he said, I'll tell you after I come through the U.S. and go on my U.S. tour. Well, okay. So at that point, there was no question. He wasn't even denying that he was going into business. And, geez, I put all this work in. And that was the last I ever heard from him about it. They never contacted me. They never said anything. I've pretty much stopped listening to his podcasts. I can't stand what they're doing because he was a friend of mine, or I thought he was a friend of mine. And it's like, so many lessons to learn from this one. First of all, definitely don't do deals on handshakes, even with people you think are friends. Probably don't do deals with friends. You know, I could have told you that 15 years ago. I keep needing to learn this one. And why not just say nothing about it, I guess, is the next question. And, I grapple with that a lot until I talked with somebody. This was a couple of weeks ago. I don't want to say who it was. No need to do that. This is a person that I like. I won't say a friend because I want to really reserve that word for very special relationships. But somebody that I like and I respect, and I've had nothing but good deals with. And excuse me, this person announced publicly and that he was doing a deal with some other person who I had also done some business with and had some bad experiences with, and a long time ago. And so maybe things have changed, it's possible. But I hadn't written about those experiences. And as a result, this person who I liked and respected didn't have all the information they could have had going into a business deal. Now you say it's not my responsibility, and you'd be right, it's not my responsibility. So I don't feel like I did anything wrong there, but I do feel like, that was kind of, how to put it, it was somehow related to what's going on here. And this is different because Adam and Ron have tried to put themselves at the center of podcasting. Now, I think that's not going to work. I think that this thing's growing too quickly, and the big media definitely has a role to play here. And you see that yesterday, both ABC and NBC announced that they were starting to podcast. And the other thing that's working against them is that the technology really isn't that complicated, and it's pretty well known. Number two is they're not really that deep in technology. I mean, had they stuck with me, I think they would have been a lot deeper, and we would have been a lot further along. Personal note, I really wanted to start a development organization, and that's why I'm disappointed. I want to, I felt, well, we had a real big lead and a strong position in this market that we were largely defining, and it shouldn't have gotten split the way it did. But I want you all to know that I didn't split it. I was ready to go into business with these guys. Now, in hindsight, I'm glad I didn't. I don't like the way they do business, but it's a shame because we had something really good going. So yeah, maybe you can see why it's been confusing. It's been hard for me to sort of like tiptoe around this, but yet that's pretty much what I've done. I've tried to tell people that are like getting that are doing deals here to be very, very careful about the deals they do. And the cautionary tale is my tale. It's might have been my experience. I was told that basically, without in not so many words, that my work would not be compensated, that the risks that I had took and the success that I had achieved, and that I had partnered with somebody who wasn't going to live up to their terms of the partnership. And lesson learned. In the future, I will definitely get it in writing if I ever do this kind of thing again. And there's some question in my mind whether or not I ever should. But I felt like it was important to clear the air and to try to put the actual data out there. And I know I'm going to get flamed for this, and that's fine. I did a podcast a few days ago where I said, basically, comes with the territory. there are certain people that just follow me around And I, you know, I'd like a little bit of credit for, like, I got, because Adam has those people too, and they've asked me to go on Dutch TV and Dutch radio, and I've declined every one of those offers. I have no need, no desire to make anybody more miserable, and I certainly don't want to capitalize on anybody's misery. And I don't honestly know what I would do if I were in Adam's shoes. I've thought about that. You know, what do you want from him? I really don't want anything. You know, I think it's way too late to put the genie back in the bottle here. And so maybe he wants to, you know, I also tried to stay quiet to give him a chance to try to clear the air, and he never did. So maybe that's what he wants to do now, is to explain why it is that, you know, he, never mind. Never mind. There is no why. Anyway, getting a touch of laryngitis, maybe, it seems. In any case, let's see where we're at. Yeah, 16 minutes. It's the new length. It's, by the time we're done, it's going to be 17. Anyway, I'm off to Boston, and I'll be leaving tomorrow morning right around this time. It's about 5, almost 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. right now. And I'll be leaving. I'll be going through Orlando this time. And I'm looking forward to, I hear it's really cold in Boston, and which actually, given that I'm in really hot weather here in Florida, although it actually has cooled off the last day or two, it's going to be kind of nice. And then the weekend after that, I'm going to North Carolina, and then I'm starting to think about July and August, where I will be going to California and to Europe and to probably a lot of places in between here and California. Thinking maybe of doing the Canadian route again, only this time starting further east. So anyway, that's my little story, and we're now at 17 minutes and 9 seconds, and I think we'll just leave it right there. This is Dave Weiner. It's May 26th, 2005, Morning Coffee Notes, and see y'all later. Bye.